It's the performance. It's the performance of a manager in different types of economic cycles and different type of market performance. So bad markets, good markets. We'll see how they fare there. So off to a start since February of last year. Cook and Beeler, as you can see, the three-month number has bounced back, 15 versus 10. I do have a slide we can go over at the end of this part of the report, because I was asked to bring up long-term numbers since inception. We can go over that and then open it for discussion if that is up to the trustees to ask. Mutual of America, pretty much directly in line across the board. So we're on to the next page. Small cap. So growth had a tough couple of years here with coming out of COVID. So you can see Clearbridge numbers on an absolute level are still challenged on the 1 year number, but they are bouncing back versus some of their old numbers. So up 5% for 3 months, positive number 4.5% for 6 months. Go down to Cook, newer portfolio for Cook. That's about 5 years old. Some decent outperformance there. Less of a loss in 1 month, and their 3 year numbers outperforming there too. Across the board since inception, not bad. Channing, has done well. We did talk to them about 2 years ago, brought them in, and they kind of turned the ship around. So average month, but a good 3 month. And you can see the 1 year number is a little bit rough, but the three and inception numbers are good. Go down to international. Interesting. So international was a tough place to be, right? The last couple of years, but with its dollar weakness, you can see some real, real good numbers coming out of these folks on the 3 month number. You can see that WCM, who again, we did bring in and talk to, 13.5% versus 9, good outperformance there. Exponents is a manager that we just hired. So they were funded in September, right out of the gate, 3 month number is fantastic. And their inception number is good too. MFS, pretty much in line, another international manager that we feel good that international could be a good place to be. So we're pretty fully allocated there. And you can see the bounce back on the 3 month number there. Fixed income, if you go down, I'm the one running the show, so I should be going down. Okay, so if you look over to this column right here, as you can see me moving that, that's the 1 year number. So again, we've talked about this endlessly about the tough market that we've had. We've had a little bit of a turnaround here in fixed income because of the 10-year pretty much rallied down to about 3.5% as we stand right now. So it got up into the fours. And anytime the market's rallying in fixed income and rates are coming down, it bodes well for fixed income managers. Go over to the next slide. Cash, we're sitting on about $60 million in cash. We will be deploying this. Probably have some recommendations at the next meeting as far as deploying this. And we talked about it over the next 6 months. There are some opportunities here. One of the recommendations that I'm going to recommend is that Fidelity has an institutional money market fund. So it's just a money market fund, stays at a dollar NAV. It's paying 4.1%. So that's something to consider. I don't know if that's something we can vote on, but I'll make a note to bring that up again at the end. So that would be a way of getting some pretty decent interest on our cash position until we're able to be fully deployed. I want to scroll over. Alkeon, a conversation that we had. I know Trustee McDermott had questioned this. I did some research into that. They do have over 1,000 investors in that fund. So that is misleading when you look at the different share classes. They are liquid monthly with 20-day notice. So again, if the board chooses to move in a different direction, that's the way it goes as far as that. Their 1 month number, 8% versus down 75 basis points, is pretty strong outperformance. So unless it's someone else's opinion, I'd like to keep a watch on them on a monthly basis. I think that January is going to be a good number for them also. So if we can make some money back in a fund like that, which is a levered fund. So in good times, it's going to make a lot more money than a non-levered fund. In bad times, it's the opposite. So hopefully it will rally, but we'll keep a close eye on Alkeon. I know that our team has talked to them multiple times in the last month or two, and we'll keep a continued look at that. Part of the report. So if any questions about that part of the report, I'll pause. Otherwise, we can go to the portfolio strategy page.
Trustees, any questions? Okay, Dave, you can move on.
So I'm going to be brief with this. I know you have other things on your agenda, and we'll move on. So again, we talk on a monthly basis. I know that other funds don't talk on a monthly basis. So I don't want to be repetitive when it comes to market commentary. I'll be brief every 2 months, and a third month on a quarterly basis, I'll get deeper into the weeds when it comes to you know, all the things that we're thinking. Now that can change. That's up to the trustees. If you'd like me to talk more deeply on a monthly basis, that's fine. But I know that trying to expedite these morning meetings is something that probably works with some of the trustees as far as timing. The moral to this story is that on the bottom right-hand side, we've had a great start to the year. A little bit reversed of what we've seen in the past. NASDAQ's outperforming the Dow Jones and S&P pretty dramatically. We'll see if that stays the course or if that changes. So a couple of things that are going to move this market. The Federal Reserve, we've talked about that. They probably have 225 basis point raises in the next 6 months. That's pretty much priced into the market, so hopefully no surprises there with inflation kind of peaking and coming back down. The second one is that we just entered a huge earnings season. So you'll see stocks like Tesla today, which is up about 10%, I think, pre-market. Microsoft had a number that came out. So earnings have come down, but they're baked into a lot of these numbers. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how these stocks react to the numbers that they're telling us, which are not bad, but it's the guidance about what they think going forward is going to be. And that's really what you want to hear, because Microsoft had great numbers, but then they guided down with what they think is going to happen in the future. So that's what hurt that stock. And then lastly, you know, we're in a range bound market here. If you look at where the market's been over the last year, we bounced between 3,700 and 4,300. And right now we're sitting right at 4,000. So there's technical levers there that mean a lot. I mean, people trade and invest simply on those type of technical moves. So we probably will be range bound. The longer we stay range bound in a tight range, usually the bigger the move to the upside or the downside. So to recap what I've talked about over the last couple of months, I think the first quarter is going to be soft. Even with these good numbers, I think we're going to be soft in the first quarter, but I think that will turn. I think it'll turn into the second quarter, and I think we'll end up in the last two quarters of the year in a very good spot. So again, we will come up with some good ideas on how to deploy this cash, probably into the majority of our existing managers, and we'll continue to look for new opportunities with searches in other categories. So with that said, unless I missed something, I'll open it to questions. Otherwise, I'll let you continue with your agenda.
Trustees, any questions for Mr. Moran? Okay. Dave, I think we may have questions after one of the later presentations, if you wouldn't mind. Okay. Staying. All right, we'll move on to the next item. I'll need a motion for approval of minutes.
So moved.
I believe that was Trustee Morrow.
Second.
Has been made. Any discussion? All those in favor, I'll call your name. Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon is an aye also. Item number three is determination, the rate of return to be used in the 2022 valuation report. I believe that Hooker and Holcomb is here, ready to present. Richard, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. We're going to go through a presentation on some of the preliminary results for the PNF plan. David, if you can share your screen and pull up the presentation. Yes. Thank you. So again, good morning. My name is Richard Sitch. Also with me is Robert Lessard and David Mendel. We're the actuarial team that works on the plan. So we're going to go through a presentation today. The agenda is basically these items. We have a slide or two on every one of these items. What I would do is I would encourage you to ask questions as we go through the slides. We find that just kind of works better. So we'll talk about review of prior results and how we got to where we are today. We're going to look at some comparative returns with other Connecticut municipalities, talk about gains and losses, and go through some of the draft July 1, 22 results. So just to recap on where we were, let's start with how valuations work. So what we do when we do evaluation is we would collect all of the July 1, 22 data on who's in the plan. That would include all of your active employees currently accruing and all of your retirees currently collecting. And what we do is we reconcile that with the prior year's evaluation. So we'll have some people who were active 2 years ago. They may have retired. They may have terminated. We have some retirees who may have passed away. Some new people could have retired and started collecting a benefit. So we go through and reconcile all the data to come with our new, our updated database. Once we have the updated database, we project everybody out into the future using all of our actuarial assumptions. And that includes salary increases, mortality, turnover, retirement. And we project out and create a series of cash flows from today until the last person passes away. So that goes out roughly 100 years. Once we have that cash flow, we discount everything back to today. We're currently using 7.25. When you discount everything back to today, that generates your liability. How much money do you need in the bank to provide for those benefits? So that's basically how our evaluation works. When we got together a couple of years ago, we did an experience study where we analyze how people retire, how people terminate. We look at mortality. We look at investment return. Last time we did evaluation, we reduced the investment return from 7.75 to 7.25. We made a decision to update the mortality assumption to the most currently available. There's actually specific tables created for public sector plans from the Society of Actuaries. And that scale was MP 2020. They did update the scale, which will reflect to MP 21. We'll talk about that in a second. Some other assumptions were updated. The overtime pay, unused sick leave. We had a COLA buyout assumption was updated. And at that time, after we did everything, the liability for the plan was roughly $970 million with $331 million of assets, so a funded ratio of about 34.2. So let's talk about what other Connecticut municipalities look like and what are they doing. So every year, Hooker & Holcomb does a survey where we go through and look at everybody's CAFR, everybody's GASB reports in the state of Connecticut, and there's roughly 200 pension plans. And so what you see in the top part of this exhibit is that the average return through fiscal year ending 2020 was roughly 2.9%. Your P&F plan returned 7.2%, which was much higher than average. So, kudos to the trustees for that. 93% of the plans, you can see, were less than a 6% rate of return. So you were actually higher than your peer group on this basis. If you look down in the lower half, we did the same analysis going through fiscal year ending 2021. The average rate of return for all the plans in the state of Connecticut was 25.8. P&F plan actually returned 26.9. So you were higher than average. So again, that's great news. 82% of the plans were between 20 and 30%. You can see the big spike up in the 25 to 29.99%. So you were also in that range. And so you were in the top half of that range. So that's all great news. That's good. You guys are above the average rate of return. Now, what we also do is there's also a disclosure of the five-year average rate of return through June 30th, 2021. The average rate of return for all Connecticut municipal plans was 10.17%. P&F plan exceeded that. P&F plan was at 11.25. So again, that's good news. You're above the peer group. 88% of the plans were somewhere between 7.5 and 12.5, which, is a pretty big range for a five-year average, but P&F was actually towards the top of that range. So that's again, more good news. So for the last 2 years, the returns the plan has been experiencing have been higher than your average plan in the state of Connecticut. So let's talk about gains and losses. David, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Rich. So I'll take over from here. On this slide, I want to talk about gains and losses since your last report in 2020. Gains and losses can fall into two categories, liability gains and losses and asset gains and losses. On the liability side, you had slight gains over the two-year period, which are going to decrease the contribution all else equal. This is primarily explained by favorable mortality experience and COLA increases that were less than expected. Your January 1, 2021 COLA was 1.2%, and we were expecting about 2% based on your tier group. So you had a slight gain from that. And then favorable mortality experience generally means there were more retiree deaths than we had expected. This caused a slight gain. On the asset side, two very different years, 2021, a very strong year. Asset gains relative to expected were $63 million. 2022, a $73 million loss. You're expecting 7.25% return year over year. And a two-year span, you did about that, maybe a little, you know, a little less than that. But big picture, liability and assets on a two-year period, everything went about as expected, which is always good news to report. Actuarial value of assets. When calculating the ADEC, we use actuarial value, not market value. And what that means is we take the difference between the expected return and the actual return, and we spread it out evenly over a five-year period. Currently for 2022, your actuarial value of assets are greater than market value by $22 million or $21 million, which means those are losses that will be recognized in future valuation reports. And in this table, you'll just see a quick summary of the difference, gains and losses on asset side year over year. This is difference between actual and expected. And again, this just gets smoothed out over each year. And then just to reiterate, big picture, on a two-year period, assets and liabilities, everything's generally going as expected, which is great news.
Hey, David, I know we just did that COLA analysis. Can you mention that?
Yes, I know that's coming up later on the agenda. Are you referring to the January 1, 2023 COLA?
Yes.
Yes, so that's coming up on the agenda. So now is probably a good time to highlight it. We just finalized the January 1, 2023 COLA. CPI for the year was 8.5%, which is obviously significantly more than we've seen in decades. What that means is all your retirees are going to receive an increase of their annual caps or their lifetime caps if they're hitting that. So again, that was January 1, 2023, and that should be good news for your retirees. And actually, I'll just pause here in case there's any questions regarding the gains or losses during the year or during the two-year period. Okay, so.
Any questions from the trustees? I cannot see who has their hand up, so just please announce your name and present the question if you have one. Okay, David, move on.
Okay, thank you. And we can always go back if anyone thinks of a question. Now, this is the main slide in the presentation, so we're going to take our time on it. It shows a range of scenarios for the 2022 report, and I'm going to go through it line by line so you know what you're looking at. So for each row, these are some of the more important figures for the valuation report. You have liability here, assets here, funded ratio. This is going to be the ADEC. This is on this column. This was the 2020 valuation report for comparison purposes. This was your 2021-2022 ADEC, about $52 million. Your 2022-2023 ADEC was about $53.3 million. And right here, the range of scenarios for the 2022 valuation report. In this column, this is what we'll call your baseline scenario with no change to investment rate of return. And the only actuarial assumption that we're recommending updating besides the investment rate of return is just the mortality improvement scale. It's the second piece of the mortality table, and it's just a slight update from MP 2020 to MP 2021. Generally speaking, they come out with a new one every year. This one increased liabilities by 0.1%, which is just a very slight change. So that's the only change in actual assumptions aside from rate of return. And that'll be your baseline scenario. So if you don't change investment rate of return, your 2023-2024 ADEC is right here, $53.452 million. The 2024-2025 ADEC will just be 2.5% more than that, or it's not on the page, but it's $54.79 million. And I'll just bring up on the prior slide, I had mentioned there are some liability gains, which slightly decrease the contribution. That's what you're seeing here. If we go back 2 years, we would have projected this to be about just a slightly more, maybe $1 million higher. But you had favorable liability experience, which ended up decreasing that. Now, for these other scenarios, the only change in assumptions is the investment rate of return here. So we're just showing decrease by 25 basis points to 7, to 6.75, to 6.5, and to 6.25. And the reason we're showing this range of scenarios is because this is the decision that needs to be made before we can finalize the valuation report, is what investment rate of return assumption to use. And this is an assumption that the trustees will make, they'll decide, and you'll want to speak with your financial advisors, Raymond James, to determine what are the long-term expectations for your assets. You're currently using 7.25%. On the next slide, we'll give you a few pieces of information that can help with your decision. But generally speaking, you'll want to discuss with Raymond James as to long-term expectations for your assets now versus 2 years ago. So again, I'm just going to pause here so you can absorb all this. I'll leave a moment for questions, and then I'll move on to the next slide when we're ready.
Dave, this is Trustee Cannon. This question's for Mr. Moran. Mr. Moran, what's your company's recommendation moving forward on the investment rate of return?
Sure. So we do our capital market assumptions, and we came back with 675 as a recommendation. I know that Derek was involved with that primarily for both funds. So I don't know if Derek, you want to chime in on that, but it's correct, right?
Yeah. You know, the long-term assumption, capital assumptions, because of what's happened in the market cycle has, you know, glide path to, you know, higher probability 675, you know, anywhere from 675 to a little bit higher, I think it was 685. So between 675 and 7, I think is kind of what we're expecting long-term from the capital markets. And again, those are all passive index strategies. So, you know, one way to surprise on the upside is if we hire good managers that outperform on the active side. So that leaves some little room for some upside.
Yeah, we take the portfolio as it's allocated right now, and then we make assumptions as to each asset class's return over long periods of time. So you have bonds in there, stocks in there, and then we make an assumption on each of those, blend them together in the allocation, and come up with that number. That's how that's done.
Yeah, and just to add to Derek's point, this is Richard Sitch. What we commonly see once you have that passive index, passive calculation, is we see anywhere between 0 to 50 extra basis points for I'll label as active management reallocation, good investment fund selection. So that's what we see, anywhere between 0 and 50.
Alpha.
All right. So once again, Mr. Moran, your company's promoting the 6.75 as a recommendation?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions from the trustees? Okay, Mr. Mandel, you can continue.
Chair, thank you. Chair Cannon. Chair Cannon.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Hi, this is Mike Gormley. Sorry, I couldn't do the raise hand feature. Can I just put a little commentary in about this slide?
Of course.
Thank you. So I think the trustees have done a great job in looking at the rate of return over the last few years on this pension fund. And, you know, we are certainly seeing the returns. You know, obviously we've had good years and bad years, you know, depending on the market. One of the things that we worked with Hooker and Holcomb on was giving these, as far as the city, giving these different scenarios to see what the investment rate of return would look like at lower numbers. What I would say, Trustee Cannon, is if we could set up a special meeting in the next 2 weeks to kind of vote on this item. And the reason that I say that is, you know, we mentioned at the SURF meeting also where we had the same presentation on their values and their pension funds is the vote by the board also coincides with the budget process that the city is doing. So, you know, the mayor's budget is due March 1st. Obviously, there's an affordability factor with the city as well. You know, we've done a good job by going with the recommendations up the board in the last few years, as well as also contributing additional money beyond the recommended ADEC. So I don't think the city and the mayor are opposed to going down on the rate of return. That is something that we have, you know, 2 years ago said we would look at as this process folded out. But what I would ask is, because we are coinciding with the budget process, if possibly we could call a special meeting to actually vote on the rate of return for this pension fund, as we're doing with the SURF pension as well.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Gromley. I'll entertain that in a moment. Could I just ask a few more questions, if that's okay?
Oh, sure. Thank you, Mr. King.
So, Mr. Syke, Richard?
Yes.
Can you give me some examples of other municipalities that you've compared with? I know you have the chart there, but would you give me the specifics? State of Connecticut, what rate are they expecting?
I don't have that off the top of my head. I can certainly pull that up and send that over to you. The slide that Dave just pulled up is a summary of the assumptions being used for the 200 Connecticut plans.
Excuse me, Rich?
Yes.
I believe that the state is using 6.9% on the evaluation.
Okay. Thanks, Rob.
Sure.
6.9, Trustee Cannon.
Thank you. Rob, is there any other municipalities that you could quote that you know of, what they're using?
I probably could, but I mean, just high level, larger plans are using slightly higher rates. I know if they have at least $50 million, it's more like 6.86%. That's a bullet on here.
Yeah, I saw that. I just was looking for particular municipalities. You're quoting 6.9 in the state of Connecticut, though.
Yes.
That's higher than in the past.
They were at 8% and they dropped down to 6.9. I don't remember if it was the 2020 or the 2021 Val, but I do remember they made that change, which was pretty substantial.
Okay. Thank you. Trustees, any trustees with any questions for anyone on the panel here? Trustees, Mr. Gormley and Mayor Elliker have requested more time on this matter to table it. Is that something that you would like to consider? And I would need a motion for that.
I'd make a motion to table this.
Second.
Could I get who made the motion? I apologize. We don't have this. I don't have the.
I'm sorry, Trustee Cannon. It's Trustee Morrow.
Trustee Morrow, thank you. You made the motion to table this to next meeting. Mr. Gormley had asked for a couple of weeks for a special meeting. Mr. Gormley, are you okay with tabling this to the next month's meeting? Is that too long?
There we go, sorry. Yeah, I think if I can ask the trustees, we're looking at a date of possibly the 5th, the 16th, just because if we table it until next month's meeting, that's very close to when we're preparing for the mayor's budget submission. So I don't know if the trustees are available for a quick meeting on like possibly February 16th.
I'll need a motion to continue it.
Trustee Rivera, I have a question.
Yes, Trustee Rivera.
Is there a proposed time for the 16th so we can check our calendars?
I'm open. It's up to you guys. Suggestion-wise.
I mean, Trustee Cannon, if it's okay with you, I think what we can do is I can have the pension staff maybe send out a few dates that week, maybe if the 16th doesn't work for the trustees, and just kind of get a consensus on a time and a date, if that works.
That works for me. Trustees, any thoughts or concerns?
Trustee Rivera. Yeah, I think that's sufficient. And if I can move to make an motion, if we're ready.
I believe the motion's already been made. I think it's just needed continuance of that motion.
I'm sorry, what was the motion? To table?
To continue.
Okay.
And that was made by Trustee Morrow. I'm not sure if it was seconded and who it was seconded by.
Yes. It was seconded by Trustee Brooks.
Thank you. So we have a motion. And a second, any discussion further? Okay, we'll make a vote on continuing the motion to the 16th and dependent on the staff of the pension office to give us options of times to meet. If I get all in favor, I will call your name. Trustee Morrow.
Aye.
Trustee Brooks.
Aye.
Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Rivera.
Aye.
I'm Trustee Cannon, and I'm an aye. Motion to continue moves forward. Next up on the agenda, we have a COLA increase effective January 1st, 2023. This is information only. Who has the show on this? David? David, do you want to continue with that? David Mendel, do you want to continue with that?
Yes. Discussion? Just the January 1, 2023 COLA?
Yes.
Yes. So CPI for the year was 8.5%, which means everyone's COLA increase is going to be their annual cap or their lifetime cap. CPI was just greater than every tier's different caps. So everyone, your retiree population should be happy with this news.
Great. Thank you. Any questions, trustees, on that matter? Item B? Okay. Item C. I believe we're going to need a motion to go in executive session to discuss the responses to the RFP for legal services.
Motion to go into executive session.
Motion's been made by Trustee Morrow. Can I get a second on that motion?
Second.
I'd like to include all the trustees, the pension staff, in this executive session. All the others will stand by.
Okay, yes. Don't disappear on me, Carolyn.
Trustee Cannon?
Yes. I'm sorry. Trustee, who is that?
Mike Gormley. Sorry. Can you also include myself and the acting purchasing agent, Sean Garris, in that motion?
I apologize. Yes. Please include Mike Gormley and the acting purchasing agent.
Trustee Cannon, this is Richard Sitch. You all set with us?
Yes, Richard. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a good day, everybody.
Thank you. Apologize, we're muted there for a minute. We're out of executive session. I'm going to ask for just a quick roll call to make sure that all the trustees came out. We had technical difficulties going in. Trustee Ribeiro, you with us?
Yes, I am.
Trustee McDermott, are you with us?
Here.
Trustee Brooks?
Yes.
Trustee Morrow?
Here.
Okay, this board is out of executive session. In the matter of discussion and responses to the RFP for legal services, what say you, the board, any?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to table the discussion on legal services to our next meeting.
Second.
Motion has been made by Trustee Morrow, seconded by Trustee Brooks to come out and table this. Any discussion? I'll do a roll call vote. Trustee Morrow.
Aye.
Trustee Brooks.
Aye.
Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro.
Aye.
Trustee Cannon is an aye also. Motion to tables passed. Okay, moving along. Item number four, age, annuity, retirement information only. Daniel Sacco from the New Haven Police Department. Thank you for your years of service. Ronald President of New Haven Police Department. Thank you for your years of service. Nicole Natalie, Gerard Bellamy, Nancy Jordan, and Michael Gardine. Thank you for your service. Item number five, contribution withdrawals. Tony Vitale, Brianna Augusto. That was information only. Item number six, age annuity, retirement, service-connected disabilities. Trustees, have you had a chance to review the reports? And if so, if there's no questions, I'd like to entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Motion approved has been made by Trustee McDermott. Can I get a second?
Second.
Trustee Brooks is second. Any discussion from the trustees? Trustees, roll call vote. Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Brooks.
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro.
Aye.
Trustee Morrow.
Aye.
Trustee Cannon, I'm an aye also. Motion passed. Item number seven, service-connected disability. I apologize, that was just discussed. Service-connected disability was just discussed. Nope. All right, apologize. Service-connected disability, can I entertain a motion?
So moved. Motion to approve.
Second.
Trustee Brooks, I'm sorry, Trustee Moore or Trustee Brooks?
I'm sorry. I lost my place. Is this, we're on item seven?
Yes, I'm sorry. We're moving on to item seven.
And the motion is to approve?
Yes. Motion has been made, seconded. Discussion by trustees. No discussion. Roll call vote. Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee Kinnon's an aye also. Item seven passes. Item eight is death after retirement information only. I'd like to take a moment to recognize Paul Halloran and Leroy Deese. Take an emotional silence. Thank you. Item number nine, payment of the bills. Can I get a motion?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Trustee Brooks is motion, payment of the bills. Second.
Second.
Tomorrow. Any discussion? I'll do a roll call vote. Trustee Brooks.
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee Kinnon. Moving on to item number 10, old business. Trustees, any old business that you'd like to discuss at this time? No one has indicated old business. We'll move on. Item number 11, new business. Trustees, any new business that wasn't discussed prior? Okay, that item moves on. Last but not least is item number 12. Members, can I get a motion?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Item number 12 is adjournment. Motion's been made by Trustee Brooks. Seconded by Trustee Morrow. Can I get a roll call vote? Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon, I'm an aye. Please keep the mayor in your thoughts. I understand he's very sick. Thank you.
Thank you all. Have a great day.
Thank you all. Have a good day.